We began discussing the question of Kavana B'Shechita, and we wanted to understand the Shulchan Aruch who says that Shechita does not require Kavana, and here the Mechaber says the following, that if a person drops a knife and it falls onto the animal and shechts the animal, it's achila kshera. I mean, the basar is kosher. The shechita is a shechita kshera. That's when he drops it. If on the other hand, it falls on its own, the knife falls and slaughters the animal, then the shechita is not considered a shechita and the animal is nevela. So if he drops the knife, not knowing that it's going to shecht, which normally is called misasik bi'alma, then the shechita is shechita kshera. But if the knife falls on its own, then the shechita is not a shechita kshera. Let's go through the two cases one by one, just to review what we know. In the first case, where he dropped the knife, and it did the shechita, here, the law of shechita stands in dire contrast to the law of tefillah in mikvah. Why? Because the Gemara reports in Chulin Daf Lamed Aleph a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about a woman who, without any awareness, is in a mikvah. And both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that as far as tumah is concerned, since she didn't have kavana for the tefillah, she remains tmeya. As far as labayla is concerned, here we have a machlokes between Rav, I said Reish Lakish, but I meant Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says, tahora labesa, that she's muteres labayla, even without kavanas tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Afla besa lo tahora, which means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, to be mata the iser of nida labayla, you need kavanas tvila. And now we're saying the following, that even if we accept the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which means that as far as tvila in nida we need kavana, nevertheless, as far as shechita is concerned, we do not need kavana. And if he dropped the knife, and the knife shechted, the shechita is a shechita kshera. And Rav Soloveitchik claims that herein we have a difference between nida labayla, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and shechita. Okay, now, Rav Soloveitchik adds another point here. Let's just review, because Thursday was Thursday and today is already after Shabbos. So I don't know about you, but you know that's enough time for me to have forgotten. So he says the following: Lo nechleku Rav Rab Yochanan l'inyan ha'isa l'bayla. Rav ein tzarech kavana kedei l'tara l'bayla. Rab Yochanan holds that you need kavana to be matir isurim. Okay, we would have anticipated that the same identical machloka should apply in shechita. That according to Rav, just like we don't need kavana to be matir a needle, a violent vila, so too we don't need kavana for the shechita to be matir the iser of Avram and Achai. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, would say that just like you require kavana in tvila, so too you require kavana in shechita. But the Gemara, not on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, but there in Chulin on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, tells us that as far as Shechita Chulin is concerned, even Rabbi Yochanan admits that you don't need Kavana. And the reason for that is because the Torah in the parasha of Shechitas Kodshim reveals to us that the Shochet has to have Kavana in the Shechita. Without Kavana, Misasek B'Kodshim in Shechita is possible. Shema Mino, we derive from this that in Chulin, you don't need Kavana. Rav, on the other hand, holds that no matter needs Kavana, And therefore, even in the case of tefillas, neither she doesn't need kavana. Okay. So that was one thing. Now, all that is in the case where you dropped a knife. What about the case where the knife fell on its own? So Shulchan Aruch says, Nafla mi'atzma tchshitasa psula. So the Gaon in his commentary here, at the beginning of Siman Gimel, says the reason why Nafla mi'atzma is psula is because of the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah says that in Shechita we require something called Koach Gavra. And we don't have Koach Gavra unless the action was done for some sort of a purpose. Whatever that purpose might be. He calls it Kavana, Kavanas Maisa Koldu. So again, you don't need Kavana L'Shem Shechita, but you need a Kavana for a Maisa. He says that if the sakin fell from his hand, that's considered a total absence of Kavana. He didn't even have Kavana L'Shem Maisa. And that's a Chisaron, that's a deficiency of Koach Gavra. And that's why the Shechita is Psula. Again, even though we're accepting that both Rav and Rav Yochanan agree that you don't need Kavana in Shechitas Chulin, and the boss is Mutter even without Kavana, that's only if he had Kavanas Maisa. But in the absence of any Kavanas Maisa, then there's no Koach Gavra, and the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. So we need Kavanas Maisa. Okay then, so far so good. And why do we need Kavanas Maisa? Because of the Ra'ah that we need Koach Gavra. So if the knife fell from his hand, that's not Kavanas Maisa, and therefore it's not called Koach Gavra. Okay. Now, at this point, we introduce a machlokes between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. So this is back in Chulin, on Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, in the Sug of Nida. It says, Nida Shenensa Vitovla is Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Nensa implies that someone pushed her into the water. So Rabbi Papa says the following. There's a Machlokes between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. Rabbi Nosson says no. If somebody pushes her over the fence, over the bridge, and she falls into the water, then what? Just one second. Rabbi Nosson says that if someone pushes her, then that's not tevila, which means that even according to Rav, she's Asura Labaila. So what does the word Nensa mean? Says Rabbi Nosson, Nensa means Nafla min Agesher. So Nensa means it was sort of like against her will that she ended up in the water. And that's called Nafla min Agesher. Now, Nafla min Agesher sounds identical to Nafal HaSakin, Nafal HaSakin. And Rav is telling us that, according to Rabbi Nosson, that even in the case of Nafla min HaGesher, she's Tahora Labaila. That's very interesting. What happened to Koach Gavra? We just finished saying, according to the Gaon, that the reason why Nafla is Shechitasa Psula is because of the Ra'ah who sets up a requirement in Shechita of Koach Gavra. And Nafal HaSakin is not Koach Gavra. So you need Kavanas Maisa. Here, Nafla Min HaGesher, there was no Kavanas Maisa. And yet, according to Rabbi Nosson, Rav says that she is Muteres Lebaila. Then we get to Tanakama. The Rabbana, they say Yarda Lahaker. What's Nensa? Means that she went down into the water and she wanted to cool off. She had no intention of Tvila, but she did have Kavanas Maisa. So that even if I would postulate a requirement of Koach Gavra and Tvila Labaila, she has Koach Gavra. That's according to Rabbanan. Hareisha Nechleku and Tvilas Nida by Kavanas Maisa. According to Rabbi Nosson, she fell off the bridge into the water. She doesn't have Kavanas Maisa. She didn't have any intention of going into the water. And yet, according to Rav at least, she's Muteres Labaila. It's considered a valid tefila. No Maisa whatsoever. No Kavanah for Maisa. According to Rabbanon, we need Kavanas Maisa, even though she had no intention of tefila. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Yoredeah, Simon Kuf Tzadi Ches, in Hilchas Nida, we're going to find that we paskin like Rab Nosson, that Nafla Min HaGesher. So in other words, there's no element of Kavana Klal at all. She has no interest in or intention of being in the water. She just fell off a slippery bridge. And yet, according to Rav, she's Muteres Lebaila. So this is really interesting, because the Ra'a says in Shechita that Nafla Sakin is Shechita so Psula. Why? Because there was no Kavanas Maisa. Just fell from his hands. And the Ra'a adds the embellishment that Shechita requires Koach Gavra. And here we're paskining in Shulchan Aruch in the end of Yoredeah, that in the case of Tefilas Nida, like Rabbi Nosson, Nafla Min HaGesher, there's no requirement of Kavanas Maisa. Now, who disagrees with the Ra'a? The Rashba. The Rashba in Toras Abayis says that, says that Nafla Sakin Miyado Ishkitaso Kshera. Now what does that mean? It fell from his hands, there's no Kavanas Maisa Shkita, and yet the Rashba holds the Shkita is a Shkita Kshera. Now, in the light of the Rashba, we have a perfect mirror image, a corresponding image between Tfilas Nida, if we pass like Rabbi Nosson Afilu Nafla Min HaGesher, and Shechita, which Afilu Nafla Sakin is Shechita Sukshera. So that's the advantage of the Rashba. But if you hold like the Ra'a, and the Gaon says that we're passing like the Ra'a, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes that Nafla Sakin is Shchitasa Psula. Yet the same Shulchan Aruch, the same Mechaber Paskins in Kuf Tzadi Ches in Yoredeah, that in case of a Nida, Nafla Min HaGesh like Rabbi Nosson is Muteres Labaila. So you don't need Kavanas Maisa Tvila, but you do need Kavanas Maisa Shchita, and therefore Nafla Sakin Shchitasa Psula. That's where we got up to, I believe, on Yom Chamishi. Now the Rav says, and it's here on the bottom of page Ayin Zayin, if we ever get to Yechiel, you know, to send around the pages here, or if you have access to Otzar HaChokhmah, maybe you can find it yourself. But at some point, Yechiel did make photocopies, but I don't remember which pages he copied. Maybe not this page. So he says the following. The machlokes between the Rashba and the Ra'od, nechleku bazeh, mi amrinin da hoel v'yosi mikoch ben das, harezu shkita kshera, afo pishlon iskavein lishchot. Whoa, this is interesting. The Rashba holds that there's something called mikoach ben das. So even though he dropped the sakin without any intention to a maisa shkita, the shkita was a result of the koach of the person. Now I guess he's saying that, you know, the wind wouldn't have blown this knife onto the neck of the animal. And if you look at the shkita knife cutting through the simon of the animal, and yes, well, where did it come from? And the answer is, it came from a ben das. And that's the shkita sarashba. And what does the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says that even though it's Asi Mikov Ben Das, but there was no Kavonis Maisa Shechita. So it's not enough to say that it came Mikoch Ben Das, according to the Ra'ah, but we need Kavonah Maisa Shechita. And if there's no Kavonah Maisa Shechita in the case of Nofla Sakin, therefore the Shechita is Psula. Again, we still don't have an answer to our original question. Why is it that in the case of Tfilas Mikvah, we're going to paskin like Rabbi Nasan, Nafla min Hagesher? I mean, there also you could say she fell Mikach Gavra, but she had no Kavanas Maisa. And yet there, she's Muteras Labaila. I don't know. That I can't answer right now. So Rav Soloveitchik has a Ramah. And in the name of a Tosefta, the Ramah writes, which again is intuitively correct, and this is in Simon Bey's Sif Yud Aleph, that Shchitas Kof Psula. Very nice. You know, you train a monkey, and he shechts an animal. It's Psula. Now, you and I would have said, okay, Pshita Maika Mashmon. Did anybody think that you can hire a kof as a shochet? So Rav Kivega wonders about this, believe it or not. Maishna miyitils yadayim, shere posak v'shulchan aruch arachayim simon kuf nun tes, according to one day at least, that netilas yadayim al yaday kof kshera. Now netilas yadayim requires koch gavra. And now the monkey pours the water over my hands. And guess what? According to that day in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Sima Kuf Nintes, I can eat my meal. Now, here, this is the Kasher Rebbe Kveger in Hilchas Shechita, the Ramah Paskins, without blinking, that the Shechita of a Kof is Psula. Why not equate Shechitas Kof with the Tilas Yadayim Al Yadei Kof? Or at least bring down one Deah that validates Netilas Yadayim Al Yadei Kof, and draw the conclusion that therefore, according to that one opinion, is Shechita Al Yadei Kof should be Kshera. That's Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. V'tirates, and here's his answer. The Af Al Gav De Maisa Kof, according to one Deah, in Netilas Yadayim Mikri, it's considered called Gavra. Wild. Here we're saying, Rabosai, that koach gavra includes not just the koach of a human being, but even the koach of what? Of an animal. That's also koach gavra, and therefore it's valid in Netilas Yadayim. Fek Rabbi Kivega, oy bazoi, why shouldn't it be valid in Shechita as well? Says Rabbi Kivega, in Shechita we have another halacha called a bar zvicha. Not only do we require called gavra, but we also require a bar zvicha, kof, eno mitzuva la shchita. I never thought I'd see words like that, you know, in Rebbe Kivega, nonetheless. Kof, eno mitzuva la shchita. It's a big chiddush. If you ask me, is a kof commanded in the midst of shechita? I'm going to quote Rabbi Kivega, because Rabbi Kivega says kof ain't a mitzvah v'shechita. That was just a joke for today, trying to get a smile from you under these circumstances. But a kof is an eino bar zvicha. However, his shechita is shechita psula, not because it's not called gavra. Right? There's those who say that in Etils Yudayim, the called gavra of a kof is sufficient and it's valid. But there's no additional requirement of a bar netila. Netils Yudayim is just a physical act, and the kof, to the extent to which we call it called gavra, is that's valid. That's the shita that says that netils Yudayim al yidei kof is fine. But in Shechita, we have another requirement, and that is Koach Gavra. I'm sorry, cross that sentence out. In Shechita, we have another requirement, and that is a Bar Zvicha. So as far as the requirement of Koach Gavra is concerned, Ken Zayin, that according to one opinion, a Kof has Koach Gavra. But nevertheless, the shechit of a kof is psula, says Rabbi Kiveger, because of another reason, and that is we need a bar zvicha. That requirement cannot be fulfilled by a kof. So the Rav thinks, it's mamish from the Arabian Nights here, this sounds like Purim Torah to me, but anyway, the Rav thinks that according to Rabbi Kiveger, shechitas kof should be kshera. I'm sorry. Scratch that. I don't know what happened to me today. The Rav thinks that according to Rabbi Kiveger, shechitas akum should be kshera. Why? Because we manavsha. The Torah is called gavra. The akum is no worse than a kof. Maybe he's a lot better than a kof. And we're holding now that a kof has koach gavra, araya. It works in the Tils Yudayim where you require koach gavra. Norvos, you need a bar zvicha. I have news for you. A guy is considered a bar zvicha. What does he mean? So this takes us back to the Rambam, which I'm pretty sure you have in your pages, that we discussed about a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. That the Rambam says that an akum is a bar shechita, a bar zvicha. The Rambam says that the Torah tells us that we shouldn't eat from his shechita. Why shouldn't we eat from his shechita? Because, you know, maybe he'll shecht for Avodah Zarah, and maybe he'll invite us in, and we'll end up, you know, sharing this whole ritual of Avodah Zarah. And the Rav's proof that according to the Rambam, a guy is a bar zvicha, is from the fact that the Rambam writes in Tumas Ochlin that if a guy shechts an animal, then the animal is not nevela on a doraisa level at least, and it's yotze michal tumas nevela. Certain cases, like an oaf tar, for example, tumas nevela is mitame beis ablia, but whatever it is, so the guy on a doraisa level through a shechita is mitayer nevela. It's tar midin nevela. It's not tar midin tumas nevela. So you see clearly that according to the Rambam, the Torah is just saying that the heter shechita could not apply to a guy, but he is a bar zvicha. He is a bar zvicha. So now the Rav wants to go even one step further. And he wants to say that in order to be a bar zvicha, you have to be mitzuvah in the mitzvah of shechita, meaning you have to be enjoined from eating the vela. And a guy cannot be considered a bar zvicha because what? Because he's not mitzuvah in nisun avela. And yet, the Rambam holds that the shechit of a guy, even though he's a lav bar zvicha, removes the isun avela. I'm sorry, removes the Tumas Nevela. So the Torah recognizes the Shechita of a Goy according to the Rambam because he has Koach Gavra. This, despite the fact that he's not a Bar Zvicha, at least as far as Tumah is concerned. So now the Rav says that according to Rabbi Kiveger, if a Kof shechts a cow, the Basar should not be Metame Tumas Ochlet, Tumas Nevela. Why? Because the Kof has Koach Gavra. Elo what? The Kof is not Mitzuvin Shechita, and if he's an Eino Bar Zvicha. Well, what about a Goy? A Goy is an Eino Bar Zvicha, and yet his Shechita is considered a Maisa Shechita to be Metayer Nevela. Is therefore Shechita's Kof, according to Rabbi Kiveger, should be no different than the Shechita of a Goy. So let me just read this inside. He says, Ayin Bekesef Mishnah Hilchas Ovas HaTumas Perek Beis Halacha Yud Shekosev Ditzarch Lom L'Das HaRambam, that the just one second to the Rambam, just one second, where's the, yeah, the Rambam is going to say that if there's any, just one second, let me just get, I'm sorry, there's one line here that's a little bit confusing. Just one second. Just one second. There's something missing here. Just one second. Let's read it again. It says, Kosha Ledasa Ramba. This savar the lo be inen bar zvicha l'shchita k'moshen is bar mishitoso l'gabe shchitas akum. And according to the Rambam, the reason why we don't eat from the shchita of the akum is because of this avodah zorah archoka. And shchitas akum is considered a Koach Gavra. Im Kain Amai Shchitoso Shchitas Kof Psula. Right, the Tosefta says that the Shchita of a Kof is Psula. Ramah codifies that at the beginning of Simon Beis. And yet, according to Vikiveger, Bishleim, in the case of Akum, the Shechita is Psula, even though it's Koach Gavra, that's because of the Akum element. But in the case of Kof, where there is no Akum element, then the Shechita should be a Shechita Kshera, even if he's a Labar Zvicha, but he's no worse than an Akum, who's a Labar Zvicha. And the only reason we don't eat from the Shechita's Akum according to the Rambam is because of an Avodah Zorah Iser. But that has nothing to do with Shechita's Kof. So how does the Tosefta derive the conclusion that Shechita's Kof is Psula if it's considered a Koach Gavra and it's valid for Netilas Yadayim, according to that Shechita, then it should be valid for Shechita. What does Rav Kiveger say? We have another condition. Not only do we need Koach Gavra, but we also need a Bar Zvicha. That's not true according to the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't require a Bar Zvicha. The Rambam only says that we can't eat from the Shechita of a Goy because of problems of Avodah Zorah. But as far as the Maisa Shechita is concerned, it's a Maisa Shechita with a Koach Gavra. And the problem of being Matir, the Basar, that has to do simply with Avodah Zorah, Hilchas Avodah Zorah. But the Shechita itself is a valid Shechita. So in the case of Kof, where there's no problem of Avodah Zorah, then we go back to basics and all we need is Koach Gavra. We don't need a Bar Zvicha, and therefore the Shechita of a Kof, insofar as it is Koach Gavra, and that we saw in Rabbi Kiveger, should be Kshera. So the bottom line of this whole thing, again, it sounds like Purim Torah, but he says that the Shechita of a Kof should not be a Shechita Psula. Wild. Again, if you told me this on Purim, I don't even know if I'd laugh. It would be so stupid. But yet the Rav is saying that Shechitas Kov should be Ksheira. Why? Because we have no condition, according to the Rambam, of Bar Zvicha. The only condition, therefore, is Koach Gavra. And guess what? Rabbi Kivega says that a Kof has Koach Gavra. And he'll prove it to you from the fact that the Netilas Yadayim of a Kof, again, keep in mind, the Kof is not washing his own hands, he's washing our hands. I just want to make, you know, that much Purim Torah we're not talking about. He may be playing those musical boxes, but he's not washing his hands for a Suda. So now the Rav quotes a Kesef Mishnah. Maybe, John, you have a chance to open up the Kesef Mishnah. Hilchas Avos Satumos. So I'll tell you where it is if you get the Kesef Mishnah out. If not, I mean, you'll do it later. But the Kesef Mishnah writes that this whole Tosefta that claims that Shechitas Kof Psula is all an Asmachta B'Alma. It's a rabbinic law. On a Doraisa level, the Shechita of a Kof is Kshera. I don't know. I'd have to see this Kesef Mishnah inside to believe it. Seeing is believing. I don't know, but that's what it says here. So now the Rav quotes a different Rambam. Hilchas Shechita Perek Beis Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says, Nafla Sakin V'Shachta Harezu Psula. So if the knife falls and it shechts, then the Shechita is a Shechita Psula. Shenemar, the Rambam quotes a Pasuk, V'Zavachta Ad Sheyeh HaZoveach Adam Afal Bishenem is coming L'Shechita. So V'Zavachta means, according to the Rambam, Shechitas Adam. Says the Rav Chazinon, we see clearly that the Rambam requires a Bar Zvicha. And any Shechita that was not implemented Biyada Adam is Psula Min HaTorah. And therefore he says, Shechitas Kof would also be Psula Min HaTorah. It's not like the Kesef Mishnah says it's some sort of an Esmachta. So now we're in a little bit of a bind, because we see from the Rambam that you need a Zoveach, and that's called Vizavachta, even though you don't need Kavanas Shechita. And the Rambam says that if the knife falls, then that's not Shechita because you don't have Vizavachta. And the Rambam says explicitly, Achie Zoveach Adam. You need a human being. So it seemed that according to the Rambam explicitly, a Kof would not be capable of implementing a Shechita Kshera. The reason for that is because he's a Lav Bar Zvicha, even though again he might have Koach Gavra. And if that be the case, Shechitas Kof is Psula Min HaTorah, because it's not a Shechita B'Yad Adam, and it's not Vizavachta, and he's not a Bar Zvicha. So what about the Shechita of a Goy? Tzvitzarech lomer derak masha tosefta hishva nachri lekof the Shechita shneim psula zehavi asmachta bialma. What does he mean? According to the Tosefta, there's some sort of an asmachta bi'alma. What does that mean? Hishva nachri lekof. Ah, that's what he's saying. The comparison between nachri and kof has to be an asmachta. Why? Because the Rambam holds that in the case of a kof, the shechita is psula because he's not a bar zvicha. And how do I know this? Because the Rambam says that in the case of Nafla Sakin is the Shechitas Psula Shenemar V'Zavachta Shia HaZovech Adam. So you need a Gavra who's a Bar Zvicha. You don't need Kavanah Shechita, but you need a Gavra Bar Zvicha to the exclusion of a Kof. Now, if the Tosefta wants to equate Nachri to Kof, that can only be an Asmachta. Because a Nachri is considered a Bar Zvicha. And how do we know this? Because a Nachri, through his Zvicha, will effectuate a Basar Shachut that's not Tomei on a Doraisa level. So why then is the shkit of a Nachri psula? And the answer is, because despite the fact that he's a bar zvicha, but the Pasuk says, v'kara lecha v'achalta mizivcha, that the Rambam says that the Torah made a certain chizuk here, v'geder, that we shouldn't come to eat from the shkit of a guy, because who knows what's going to happen if we allow ourselves to do so. It might be avodah zara. So it comes out like this. In the case of Kof, the shechita of a Kof according to the Rambam is psula min haTorah. Not like the case of Mishnah says that it's only an asmachta in the Tosefta. No, it's a psul d'oraisa. And why is it psul d'oraisa? Because the Torah says v'zavacht atshiyeh hazovech odom, and we need a bar zvicha. And a Kof, as we already learned from Reb Kvega, is not mitzuvah and shechita. So he's a lab bar zvicha. However, if you talk about the shechita of a guy, the guy has, number one, koach gavra, which also the kof has, but number two, he's also a bar zvicha. And the only and that we saw in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, the only reason we don't eat from a shechita is because of the avodah zara issue. So the psul of kof and the psul of akaba, two fundamentally different psulim. The psul of Kof is because he's a labar zvicha. The psul of Akum is because of this business of the karasa v'chalta mizivcha. Ubebira dover nira. We're almost ready to come to the end here. Although, again, I don't know if we have to go to Mincha at 1:15, I don't know. But in any event, he says the following, HaRamam Sovid Liolam Leka Koach Gavra B'maisa Kof. He says the following, not like Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega said that a Kof has Koach Gavra. The Rav is suggesting no. There's no Koach Gavra in the case of a Kof. Why? Because Koach Gavra has to express itself in Kavanas Maisa. Now again, I don't know what he's telling me about a Nida now, because again, in the Nida we paskin like Rabbi Nosson, and she was Nafla Min HaGesher. There was no Kavanas Maisa, which, according to the way the Rav is presenting it now, without Kavanas Maisa, it's not Koach Gavra. That's what we saw in the Vilna Gaon in the Ra'ah, that if the Shechita knife falls on the animal and shechts the animal, that's not a Shechita Kshera. Why? Because since it's in the case where it fell, there's no Kavanas Maisa, and ipso facto, it's not called Kavanas Gavra. Now, in the case of a Kof, we're going to say that his Shechita is Psula, because there's no Koach Gavra. Because since the Kof cannot have Kavana for any Maisa, therefore there's no Koach Gavra. And this can be the Rambam Sheet. Again, the Nafkamina is going to be in Netilas Yadayim, because the way the Rav is presenting the Rambam Sheet now, there's no doubt that if the Kof washes your hands, you're going to have to wash them again, because there's no Koach Gavra in a Maisa Kof, because he doesn't have Kavanas Maisa. A Behemah doesn't have any Kavana whatsoever. Okay, fine. On the other hand, if I agree with you that a Behemah doesn't have Kavanas Maisa, but I can ask you a different question. Again, it's not a Kavanas Gavra. Because when you talk about a Gavra, you're talking about a human being who's capable of having Kavanas Maisa. So then you can talk about Koach Gavra. In the case of an animal who doesn't have Kavanas Maisa, you can't talk about Koach Gavra. But nevertheless, that's because you need Koach Gavra. There's another Koach, which is called Koach Behema. So, for example, all of Nezikin is based on Koach Behema. You know, that we relate this hezek, this damage, to a Behema. So Behema could have Koach HaBehema. It doesn't have Koach Gavra. Koach Gavra requires Kavonas Maisa. So if you ask me, why do we put this animal to death in the case where it killed a human being? The answer is not Koach Gavra, but Koach Behema. Umeata yesh makom lechalek legabe maisa kof beinatilus yadayim l'shchita. Ah, he wants to suggest, if I understand correctly, that even the Rambam might validate the natilus yadayim of a kof, because natilus yadayim is different than shchita. As far as natilus yadayim, all we need is koach hanotel. You don't need koach gavra, but you need koach, that the netila came through a koach. The maisa was done al yidei koach. Is there any kavana in that maisa? Zero. A behema, a kof, is not capable of kavanas maisa. And therefore there would be no koach gavra. But in the netilas yidayim, all I need is koach. I need a koach of a notel, that somehow the netila relates to a koach. And it's very possible that the Rambam would hold that in the case of an Atilas Kof, there is, so to speak, a Maisa Kof. Again, it's not a Maisa Gavra, it's not a Koch Gavra, but it's a Maisa the Kof. And that makes it into a Koch Hanotel. But in Shechita, Maisa Kof would not be valid. Why? Because we need in Shechita Koch Gavra. In Atilas Yadayim, all we need is Koch Hanotel. But in the case of Shechita, it's not enough to have Koach HaShochet. We need a Koach Gavra. And a Kof, with all due respect, doesn't have Koach Gavra. So therefore, we need that the Maisa be done for some sort of Tachlis, some sort of purpose. And in the case of a Kof, he can't do a Maisa for any sort of purpose whatsoever. So even though we don't need Kavana Shechita, but nevertheless, we need Kavanas Maisa, as we said, and a Kof doesn't have Kavanas Maisa. So therefore, in the case of a Shochet, we have to have Kavanas Maisa. We don't need Kavanas Shechita. So if he drops the knife, that's called Kavanas Maisa. And we have Koach Gavra, because he's a Gavra. But in the case of a Kof, even though we might have Koach HaKof, right, Koach Behema, let's call it, but we don't have Kavanas Maisa, and if we don't have Kavanas Maisa, then it cannot be considered as a valid Shechita. Okay, Rabbosai, so this is where we're going to stop. Again, let's see if we can find time sometime between Yom and Laila to do a Chazara on these last points. But Amir Tzashem, what I'd like to hope for, and again, I don't know if I could do the scanning for you, if Leslie Achiel could help us, is Simon Yutes. Okay, Siman Yutes is a very interesting Siman here. It's on page Ayin Tes, and that's what Emirat Hashem will try to cover.